Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Benetrends, and the International Franchise Online Expo. In addition to the rescheduled live event in October at the Javits Center in New York City, the IFE is unveiling an online version of the 30-year-old expo on the original dates of May 28th through the 30th. Exhibitors will have an online presence where they can host live meetings, distribute collateral, and interact with interested candidates from all over the world. As our country emerges from the pandemic, MFV Expositions and partner IFA are here to keep your pipeline lead flow healthy. Register today at onlinefranchiseexpo.com. We've been talking a lot in the past few weeks here on the podcast about the comeback of a lifetime, and I wanted to bring back a good friend who's got some great ideas on this. So today's franchise spotlight is on Jason Pearl. He's the president of Service Score. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Jack. How are you doing?
You know, day by day, we are getting there, aren't we?
Absolutely.
So give us a little background on Service Score and tell us what you're up to these days.
Sure. No, well, thanks. We appreciate the opportunity to be back on your awesome podcast. You know, we're about 3 years into launching Service Score and moving over from the franchisor to kind of supplier side of the business. And, you know, lots of interesting learning, as you'd imagine. At our core, what Service Score does is help businesses get the results they want on phone calls. So we're just laser focused on, you know, that aspect of the customer journey. And we've learned a lot over the past 3 years, but you know, we've certainly learned a lot in the past couple of months just due to social distancing and COVID and a lot of changes in, you know, how businesses operate, but also just the importance of phone calls. So, you know, what we really try to do is help brands leverage the assets they already have in call recordings to bring opportunities and insights into life so they can coach their team members to get more from their marketing investments and provide a great customer experience.
So tell me, you mentioned learning a lot in the last 3 years. Before we get to the current pandemic era or whatever we're going to end up calling this, tell me about some of the things you've learned in the past 3 years since starting Service Score.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think a lot of, you know, all of us as business people and certainly franchisors love to make database decisions, you know, because that's the best way for us to be able to provide the right investments and you know, earn the trust of franchisees. And in the specific area that we focus on, you know, it's great to be able to do that. So, you know, we started this company to be able to provide reports of, hey, this is how actual phone calls went. You know, we either did or did not provide a great customer experience. We either did or didn't convert that call to an appointment or a sale. But by being able to understand not just that outcome, but quantify, well, why, you know, why didn't that next step happen? Or what is it on certain calls that have a high correlation to conversion or, you know, increased suggestive selling or any of the things that, again, businesses are looking to achieve? When we can bring that sort of data in a summary form to, you know, certainly a franchisee, but rolled up to a franchisor, it can make a big difference. So, you know, an example of that is, you know, there could be all kinds of reasons that somebody calls and it doesn't convert to the next step. But if we can say, you know, listen, your conversion rate's 30% of these calls, on those 70% you don't convert, the top reasons are, you know, you're not asking for a specific time or an appointment and it's just sort of going away, or you're not sharing a unique factor of your business that gives somebody a reason to choose you versus somebody else, then, you know, the brand can say, okay, you know, we don't have to train on 10 things. If we can train on these two things that our data shows is, you know, most important to customers and getting the most from these calls, then, you know, that's what we can prioritize. So, you know, we're able to kind of bring that data in a summary form so that, you know, busy brands are able to say, okay, let's really focus on what's going to get us the best results.
Does it feel like there are some brands that have gotten, and I don't want to get too negative here, but it kind of feels like brands could get a little lazy on phone call skills and customer service skills when they're so focused on driving leads to a website, driving leads to the phone, and then kind of dropping the ball when once we get all of those phones ringing. Does that make any sense?
It does. I mean, lazy could be, that's definitely a word. You know, one way that presents itself is in, sort of believing your own BS, in a way.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, a brand that has a brand intention in the marketplace of being friendly and customer service oriented and having expert people, you're going to do well. You're going to hire people on that if those are your core values and you're doing well hiring on that. And so if you may have a blind spot that by the nature of having, friendly people that know what they're doing, that you're going to convert all the calls. But when we can show them, hey, that is great. You don't need to focus 80% of your training on those skills. You're hiring people based on having those traits. Here's where your opportunity is, because those folks are very friendly, but they're not as comfortable, asking for the business, or they're not as comfortable engaging with a customer on what they need versus sharing what's so great about the brand, right? So, we can hold up a mirror to what are the strengths of the brand, but also say, hey, here's some blind spots that you have, because, what you're assuming is getting the business, it isn't happening as much as you actually think it is.
One of the hardest things for anybody is that trying to close the deal on the phone, asking for the sale, asking for some kind of commitment over the phone with someone they've spoken with for the first time. How do you help them get comfortable with that? So the franchisees or the employees and the managers, how do you get them comfortable with actually asking for the business on the phone?
Yeah, that's a good point. But part of it is just to be able to start a good conversation. And so, what are those questions that can be asked? And we call them kind of the powerful questions that really open up that conversation with the caller. And even if it's just in a short, efficient way, that gives you what you need to know to be able to take it to the next step. So I'll give you an example. So we work with a company that, or a brand that does a lot of products for home remodeling. And, if we can get really great at asking them about their project, just tell me about your project, right? They're calling up for a certain price, or, hey, do you carry X, Y, and Z product? Instead of just answering that question, and then that person says, okay, thanks for the information, and hangs up, where you didn't ask for that business, being able to have that mental speed bump that gets built up as a habit to say, well, hey, I can give you that price, but tell me what you're working on. That sounds like a really cool project, because that opens up everything that you're going to learn, right? You're going to learn that, again, somebody's remodeling their kitchen. So instead of just giving them a price on the floor tile, you could ask them about, the countertops and the sinks and the backsplash, and you're going to learn, have they ever done a project like this before? Do they maybe need somebody else that can help them with that? Do they, installation, or, if somebody's, looking for car repair, instead of just giving them a quote on brakes, you can say, well, tell me what's going on with your car. What are you experiencing? Because what they think they might need a price on might not actually be that issue. And so when you do that, you don't just build rapport, but you learn what's important to that customer, so that you can share, hey, that's great. I'm hearing that you're working on this project, or I'm hearing that you're having this challenge. Let me tell you a little bit about what we do and, why we think we'd be a great fit for your needs. And then it's just a great conversation, but you're doing the things that convert. You're engaging, you're learning about the customer, you're suggestive selling based on what you learn, and you're giving them a reason why they should choose you more than anybody else.
And that feels like such a natural thing for guys like you and me who like to talk a lot. But, exactly. But I would also imagine there's a huge chunk of the workforce out there that maybe didn't grow up on the phone as much as you and I did back.
Absolutely.
They have different skill sets, not so much with phone conversations and digging in and asking questions as much as you or I would do.
Well, you're exactly right. That's one of the, you know, the things that is interesting about having a business that's focusing on phone skills at a time where, like you say, you know, younger people didn't grow up like you or I were, you know, we actually answered the phone when it rang and we were used to talking to people. So if you're not comfortable just having, you know, any kind of conversation on the phone, it's a even a higher leap to assume that you're going to be comfortable, you know, selling, if you will, and building rapport and trying to remember all of these things when that's just not part of, you know, just generally how you engage in communication with other human beings. So, you know, building those skills is a little bit you know, bigger learning curve than, you know, it even used to be for people where you kind of came in being comfortable talking on the phone to somebody.
And now being comfortable talking to a customer has probably never been more important than it is right now. And folks, we're recording this in May of 2020. So keep that in mind as we're talking about what's going on in the middle of COVID and the reopening of America, knock on wood, we hope. What are you seeing as far as changes over the past 2 or 3 months since we've been involved in this pandemic with the way brands are communicating with customers?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, one of the things that probably was most surprising is that even in businesses where, you know, revenue is went down or, you know, traffic's down, the phone call volume is as high or higher in a lot of brands than it's ever been. And we work with a lot of, you know, again, at this time are essential businesses. So, you know, moving and home care and tax services and, you know, businesses that are operating, but, you know, because of customers changing in priority and then businesses changing their hours and how they, you know, offer services, you know, all of that is prompting people to, you know, to pick up the phone and call before they just venture out because they want to be safe. They want to know that, you know, when they get there, what they can expect from a process and safety and even if the business is operating. You know, we just saw a statistic from that AT&T put out that voice calls are up 33% during this period. You know, separate from the Zoom calls and everything else. So, you know, people are, you know, they're talking to, you know, friends and neighbors, but they're also just calling businesses a lot.
And they probably have more time to answer those questions when they do call a business if someone really wants to, you know, engage in a good conversation about the customer's needs. They probably have more time to chat now than they did when they were, you know, probably just sending a text or going online 3 months ago.
Exactly. And, you know, business phone calls, you know, what we always, you know, train and kind of point out is that, you know, today, because you can text and there's apps and there's things you can do, you know, there's still a lot of calls that come into business, but those calls are, they're not usually speculative. You're calling because you're ready to do business, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. There's more value in a call than in a text or an online question or something like that. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Because you're not calling to, you know, you're calling because there's information or the next step that you couldn't do in any other way, because it's not going to be probably the first way you'd prefer to communicate, right? But if you're a considered purchase where, hey, I've got to get a price, I'm not sure how this works, I want to get some advice, you know, I'm a first time, you know, purchaser of this product or service. And what we found during this, you know, kind of, you know, COVID period is that truism is even more profound because, again, you know, if we're going to venture out of our homes and make a purchase in a time where there's, you know, uncertainty from a health standpoint or uncertainty from an economic standpoint, our opportunity to convert that call is even, you know, it's the imperative is even higher than it's ever been, right? Because as businesses, that might, you know, we're not going to have walk-in traffic, right? Or our outside salespeople aren't going to be able to go in and try to build that business. So, you know, that phone really is the lifeline for so many different types of businesses.
Yeah, the phone call is the walk-in traffic right now exactly. for a short time anyway. Jason, before we go, are there any other thoughts you had on how managers are dealing with their teams that maybe they think they don't need to focus on this, or anything else that you can tell folks on how important it is to get these calls right?
Yeah, I think that the main thing is just that, you know, in this time, and I think, you know, as we really focus on recovery, it's exactly what you said, that, you know, what we do now and what we know are the elements of good customer service and good selling are just more important than ever. So, you know, certainly from our standpoint, you know, that's the value of a diagnostic to help understand that what you hope and assume is happening is actually happening. But, you know, specifically giving somebody a reason to buy, you know, making somebody feel good about their purchase, you know, asking them about what's going on, you know, where, you know, we're all isolated, maybe we're all economically and, you know, have some concerns about our health. Those great skills are going to resonate even more and be remembered. So, you know, helping team members understand, you know, with data and even, you know, call recordings of, you know, here's where maybe you think you're doing that, but here's where you could have done a better job. It's just going to make a difference and be a great investment for, you know, our continued recovery.
Very well said. Very cool. And we're going to be back in just a moment with some contact information on Service Score. But first, today's show is brought to you by Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax deferred and penalty free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/social geek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. Jason Pearl, thanks so much for being here today. If our listeners have some questions for you or they want to learn a little bit more about Service Score, where can they reach you?
Yeah, they can. You can reach me on LinkedIn or on any of the social platforms, either at Jason Pearl or at Service Score, as, you know, one word, you know, service and then score, like score a touchdown. You know, you Google us and you'll find us, but we'd be happy to share any of this information, because it's important to help our franchise partners be able to succeed as we're all focused on that recovery.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, my friend, and we will talk with you again very soon.
Thank you, Jack. We appreciate it.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. Copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.